It's time for this morning's health headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
The biggest health story in town is Jason Spetz's back. Herniated disc. Explain it to us. What happens here, Barry?
Well, a herniated disc is when the normal cushioning between the bones in the back, that is the vertebrae, the stack of bones that make up your spine, where the cushioning between those bones ends up getting squeezed out. And so, in other words, it herniates, it gets pushed out. And when it gets pushed out, and it pushes, it either goes to the left or right side of your back, and it will push on the nerve that comes out of that area of your spine. So your spinal cord has nerves that come out at different levels, at each level of the spine, that supply different parts of your body to work. And so what happens is it pushes on that nerve, can cause severe pain, can also cause, depending on how severe the rupture is or the herniation is, quite a bit of compromise in how you can use your arm or leg. Again, it depends on the level. So what we don't know is whether this is in his neck, in his upper back, or lower back. And that's important to know because it helps determine how long someone may be out and also any surgical approaches that are taken. And what I can tell you, Rob, is that if he's having surgery right away, so soon after the injury, it usually implies that the injury is severe. And the reason is that most neurosurgeons will want to wait at least several months before you do attempt any surgery. Surgery is not this easy thing to do. There are different approaches.
Can I just interrupt you there?
Yeah, sure.
Because I wanted to ask you that question, because how many times have you and I taken phone calls from people who have to wait for surgery?
Yeah.
This is an injury that apparently happened on Sunday. He's having the surgery today.
Yeah.
So what do you read into that? Some people say he must be getting special treatment because he's a hockey superstar, but you're saying not necessarily.
No, usually it deals with the severity of the injury. And again, because the body will absorb the jelly that makes up that cushioning over several months, you usually want to wait because, again, surgery on the back is not a small matter. Sure, they now have different approaches where they can use scopes instead, but if it's in the neck, it's much more complicated to do that. So it might imply, and again, we don't know that, we don't have that information, so we can only, on the basis of the actions that we've seen, sort of take a best guess. And the best guess is that he's had a severe injury to that area of the back that is really compressing the nerve and causing some compromise. That is, it's causing him to not function properly. And the opinion of the physician is that if we don't do something, he may have more permanent damage because of that. So
what do you do? Do they take the disc out? Do they put it back?
Well, what they try and do is they just try to remove enough of the disc that is pushing on that nerve. They don't want to... You can't completely remove the disc, because if you do, then you have to fuse the bones together, because you still need to have something between the bones to cushion them.
Okay.
So ideally, you want to remove part of it and leave the rest of it that's there. It's almost like you think of a really loaded up peanut butter sandwich, Rob, and you push on the bread on one side and the peanut butter comes out a bit on the other side.
Right.
You remove the peanut butter off the side and you leave what's still in the bread. So it's the same type of thing with the spine. You try and leave what's there to try and keep some of the cushioning there and remove only what is pushing on that nerve. But it's still, for him to be coming back in 3 months when the playoffs come, is going to be a really tight fit, because the area is going to be really unstable afterwards, and I don't know if you're going to see him back for the playoffs.
Okay. Good to hear from you.
Likewise, Rob.
Thank you. Dr. Barry Dworkin and today's health headlines.